Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. It's Ashley.
And I'm Ben.
Yeah. And Ben and I, we like to start this podcast out by just kind of telling you the memorable parts of our week. You want to know what I just came back from? I just went right into it. I was like, I'm not even waiting for Ben's answer.
I was going to respond, but I caught on quick that you're just so excited to share whatever you're about to share that didn't really matter what my answer was.
No, it was really cool. It was a 3D ultrasound at this place in Frederick, Maryland called First Sight Ultrasound.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you go to your doctor, you get like the little, you know, it looks like a skeleton type of ultrasound. But I went to this place because I'm here for a doctor's appointment, like here in Virginia. So I took a little like hour ride out to Frederick, Maryland, and I got to see the baby's face and like all the 3D movement. And it's really cool. And of course, I'm overanalyzing all of his features. I'm like, is that Jared's chin? I was like, and why is his nose like so not like it's such a squishy nose?
So does it have the jawline that we all expected?
It has the chin of Jared. So I'm thinking that the jawline will probably come with it, but he's kind of roly-poly right now. Like they say that his stomach. Okay, so when I first got an ultrasound, the 20-week ultrasound back in September, they said that he was in the 90th percentile for size. He has gone down. However, his tummy is still in the 87th percentile. So he's got a big chubby belly.
Good.
But everything else seems to be kind of normal.
Wow. That is crazy. Isn't technology wild that now you can really get a picture of what your child would look like? Are you happy about that? Or do you miss that the option is not just it being a surprise?
I am not like down for surprises. Are fine if they have to be surprises.
Yeah.
But if you can see it early, it's kind of cool. I think technology is awesome. What would you do? Would you want to see the baby before it comes out of Jess?
I think just because it's an option, yes. You know, I think I hate surprises. I mean, in fact, right now I'm sitting through a 3-day intensive leadership seminar. And the whole purpose is to understand your internal self better, what makes you angry, what you don't like, how you work with your coworkers better, all those things. And one of the things that came up yesterday in conversation was there's a certain personality type that just really dislikes surprises. And I really do dislike surprises. I don't enjoy them.
Do you remember the last time you were truly, truly surprised? Because I don't know that I can.
I can't, mostly because, you know, Jessica's been in my life the last 3 years, and either her parents or her would be the one either planning surprises or being around when surprises happen. And so they know I just really don't enjoy them. They don't make me feel celebrated. Now, if we're talking big life experiences, I mean, the last time I was surprised, no. I really, it's been years. I mean, I think the thing that would stand out would be the time that I got the phone call from the show saying, hey, you're coming. I think that was probably the last time I was shockingly surprised. Or, this week, though, I was surprised.
Okay. What was it?
I woke up in the morning and my
wife was gone.
No, she's here. She ain't leaving.
I know she wakes up really early.
Oh my gosh, she wakes up 4:45 this morning, ready to work out. Not kidding.
Jessica Clark Higgins.
Wild. But no, I woke up and my buddy texted me. I had my phone blew up and he's like, hey, Bloomberg just did a feature on you. Bloomberg. And I was like, what? For what? And I had no clue. No idea what was happening. No, for my apparel company, My Fan Threads.
No way.
Yeah. So Generous is my main focus. My Fan Threads is a great side project that I work on few hours a week. We make sure that everything's going well, but it's not a focus of mine, and Bloomberg goes out there and does a highlight of it.
Too cool. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. I was pumped. That was a big surprise. I mean, that's a good surprise. But Ashley,
we didn't even tell people what we're doing today.
We haven't yet.
Oh, well, I guess we're just recapping the episode, but you know what?
What?
That this episode, here's a surprise. I actually had feelings and thoughts about this episode.
Yeah, I did too. And we're going to get into it. We're going to share all about it. One of the most shocking exits I have seen in a while came out of nowhere. And and relationships deepened. And so we're going to take a break here, Ashley. When we come back, we're going to break down this week's episode of Michelle's season of The Bachelorette, get into hot topics, and then get out of here.
Before we take a break and get into that recap, batch bracket rule of the week for the finale week. It's December 21st, and this is minus 10 if a contestant doesn't get down on one knee / does not propose to Michelle. On top of the current point penalties for saying, quote, I'm not ready for marriage / engagement / this. So be aware of anybody saying, I'm not ready for.
Hey, we'll be back.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, everybody, we're back, and it's this week's episode of The Bachelorette. We're down to the final three contestants on Michelle's season. We've got Nate, Brandon, and Joe left. So obviously this week is a week for these guys to get to spend more time with Michelle. They are in Mexico, a place very familiar with the Bachelor franchise. It's overnight week.
In Puerto Vallarta.
Things get really wild in Puerto Vallarta. Very, very wild, typically, if you've been there. So, Ashley, you said at the beginning, you have very strong feelings for this week's episode. How about, so that I don't step on top of those feelings, you take us through it?
Okay. Well, I mean, my biggest feeling was that I was convinced that Brendan was leaving. Like, convinced.
I mean, Brandon.
Weren't you?
I thought he. Yes, I was. Okay. So
I was not at the top of the episode. Not convinced of that at all. I thought he was a shoo-in at first. But then after watching the connections.
I mean, so that's where the filter that we're going to funnel this whole conversation through. Okay. We have three dates that we need to talk about. And the first one is Brandon's. Brandon goes on the first overnight date. I would I always think that the first overnight date is
the forgettable one.
Is very forgettable. But this wasn't forgettable to me because it did feel like they had a lot of words of affirmation. I do get the sense, though, from Brandon that he's trying really hard for Michelle mm-hmm. to like him. Does that make sense? And, mm-hmm. and I think we even see it at the end.
Yeah.
I just got the sense that like these other guys kind of push back at her a little bit. They're pretty comfortable around her. It feels like there's like a mutual like, hey, I like you, you like me. But Brandon,
a little shallow, like in this relationship, we will maybe challenge each other. In the relationship with Brandon, it's kind of like, I will worship you and be obsessed with you, and you will always be my queen.
And I don't think he's lying. I think he really, 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 really likes her. And I think he really cares about her. Mm-hmm. I think he sees her as his dream girl. But watching it, and that's my critique. I've always liked Brandon. He was in my top three at the very beginning. I like him. He's a good dude. He's good looking. He's been very respectful and very like easy to watch on television. He listens to Michelle. But the last 2 weeks, I've gotten the sense that he's been trying really hard to throw almost like that Hail Mary, saying, I feel like I have some catching up to do, and I really need to let her know that I like her and like really like dive in.
Mm-hmm. He was so obsessed with the fact that he was getting the first date. He thought that meant so much. And I was like, dude, this means nothing. You can keep overanalyzing. But if anything, I would want to have that third date of the week, because I would just say that you're most fresh in the person's mind.
Yeah, I would agree. But the Bachelorette did it again. The men are sitting in the same room all together as people go on their dates. Ashley, when it first happened, we didn't like it. Then it happened again, and we're like, it brings up some funny drama, and it kind of like spices things up. Did you like now this season them doing that once again?
I like it. It's uncomfortable for them, but it's good TV for us.
Yeah, because I mean, even the scene where Nate and Joe, you know, kind of have to watch, it's the fireworks, right, with Brandon that go off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they have to see that. They have to feel that. There's like, they show that scene and Nate doesn't even walk out to watch him. He just sits down in the back and is like, this sucks. Like, I know exactly what they're doing. I know exactly what this is pointing towards. And it is the week where you see these guys, I would say, but like other than Joe, like really start to communicate their feelings in a strong way towards Michelle. And Joe still felt a little reserved to me. It just might be his personality type. But they are together in the same room. So Brandon comes back from his date. Obviously, the big pickups of that date are, hey, he communicated how much he cares about her. He said that he would do anything for her. She felt like she accepted it and appreciated it. He comes back in feeling very confident in his date. And then, obviously, we move on to the next.
Mm-hmm. So the next is Joe's. And at first I was like, oh yeah, maybe this is the time that it ends with Joe. Mm-hmm. But as the date went on, I felt like them connecting more and more. And she said that she is falling in love with him.
Yeah.
So because she didn't say that with Brendan, and he was, you know, Brendan was so like gung-ho, like, I'm so, so in love with you. And she didn't say it back. I was like, oh, okay. So Joe is in. So yeah. Beginning of the date, not really 100% sure, but as we go into the nighttime portion, she's saying things like maybe her soulmate. He says that he's falling in love with her. And she says that she just like has been loving getting to know him more and more as time goes on. Especially that next morning when they wake up, like I just felt like she was more into Joe that morning than she was into Brendan the morning previous.
Well, I mean, so I think I agree with you. It's a comparison here, right? Brandon is very, very vocal about his feelings towards Michelle. In fact, we watch it, and like we said, she accepts these feelings. She tells him, hey, okay, you make me feel safe. So Brandon is very like romantic with his words. Now, Joe, on the other hand, almost it feels like to me, watching this, like, I don't know what reassurance she's getting from Joe. I think they have something. I think she's into him. I think they have a good connection. But he's not giving her a lot back. I mean, he says, hey, he says he is falling in love with her every moment. But, like, there just isn't this.
Wait, am I a typical girl?
What's up?
You're saying this, and I'm like, maybe I'm just a typical girl. I like the mystery. Maybe, like, I think maybe I'm feeling like she's more drawn to Joe just because she's trying to get more out of him.
But the mystery, but that's fun. I mean, we're going to talk Bachelor World here. That's what fun, like week one through six. But then at this point, you're considering a life with somebody. You are investing your heart into somebody. The mystery of it all doesn't really work anymore. Like, you don't marry somebody based on mystery and potential, right? I mean, maybe you might believe in what they can do in the future, but you're not marrying going, oh yeah, you'll be better one day. Or yeah, you'll tell me you love me one day. You'll show me you love me one day. Like, that's not how that works. And so at this point,
I'm thinking about like crush zones.
Sure. I think she's had a crush on Joe since the very beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you agree? And then you have Brandon who's communicating all this stuff and making her feel safe and making her feel wanted. And she's obviously into Brandon also. And so at this point, I just still don't think Joe is going to be going home.
Did you think Nate was going to go home?
I thought Nate had the best shot at going home. I thought Brandon would be there until the final scene. I just thought that Joe would be there because there was that crush, because there was that intrigue, because there was that curiosity. I was waiting for him this whole day at Ashley to blossom and just be like, Michelle, like, I can't picture my life without you. Like, I love you. And it just never happened.
Well, he said, I love you, basically.
I'm not looking for
basically. I said basically.
I'm not looking for basically right now, Ashley. We're talking about like three incredible dudes who are who Michelle's all interested in. Like, and you're looking, I mean, maybe they just aren't meant to get engaged. And like I've always said, I'm okay with that. If her and Joe ended up at the end and they say, hey, we're not ready yet, but we're super curious about where this can go. We're going to walk out of this thing and keep dating. I've always been a fan of that. I think it's a fine thing. I don't think it should happen every season, but it's going to happen. But you don't get engaged based on basically. You're basically telling me you like me, right?
You're so right. He is the guy who only said falling in love because the other two actually said in love. Now, I, walking into this Nate date, also think Nate's the one that's going to be on the chopping block. I think that she's going to have these like logical feelings of, you know, his dad obviously made it seem like he wasn't ready for an engagement. This guy doesn't seem as he doesn't seem as invested in her, but like he does give off a little bit more of a player vibe. And maybe I'm totally wrong there, but like he is super smooth. I think he's the most attractive of them. Like I see that physical chemistry, you know, like I think that's what she's really into with Nate, but she drops so many lines that say it's way more than that during this date, including like, this is soulmate stuff, right?
Yeah.
She says that kissing him is like kissing like nobody else she's ever experienced in her life.
Mm.
She says, I'm in love with you too, with him.
Yeah, that's big.
Anything else? I was like,
I mean, that's the big one right there, Ashley.
That she says that back.
She said it back. Well, you know, if we're going through this and I'm analyzing who's going home, who's not going home, for her to send him home in the top three after saying that to him would have been a little bit of a surprise, right? If it was down the final two and she was saying that, makes a little more sense. But the final three, and she says that to him, and he's the only one she says that back to, and then to send him home just would have been a little bit different, like a little bit shocking. But
yeah.
Nate, still to me, you know, she asks him some pretty poignant questions about where he's at and if he's ready. And hey, is there anything on your mind that you want to talk about? And he just doesn't really respond still. Like, he's still not quite communicating with her in a way that, like, the back and forth that I think she desires. Now, again, it could be the intrigue of it all. And I do think he cares about her. I have no doubt that his feelings for him, for her, are very real.
That's what I mean when I say player vibes.
Yeah, but he's just, he's distant in his communication. He's
distant. Yes. There's a something there.
And
a little bit of a wall.
A little bit of a wall that throws up a red flag, I think, for me. And so it puts us in this. If we're reversing track and we're watching this live, at this point, we're going, in my mind, I'm saying it's Brandon or Joe. Because with her saying that back to Nate, I said it a little bit ago. I thought Nate was going to be going home this week, probably before the episode started, just because of where he was at and his and kind of how his family had told her, like, hey, he's probably not ready. Yeah. But at this point, like, I still think Joe's going to be there. I thought Brandon would be going home, which brings us to the rose ceremony.
I knew Nate was going to get the first rose. So we're just like,
yeah,
go
fair.
For that.
Uh-huh. Go for that. And then Brandon pulls her aside. He walks her out.
What did you think he was going to say?
I really didn't know. I was I was sitting there going, okay, what is going to happen here? He's either going to send himself home because he because he felt like he wasn't where everybody else was at. Or he was going to do a very awkward Hail Mary. Like, I just want to let you know how much I care about you. And if, you know, and he kind of did that, but it came off a lot better. Like, it was just not, it wasn't like this, like, begging her to keep him kind of thing. And I don't think she's the type of person that would have been down for that anyways. But as he's talking to her, she's crying. And I'm like, he's 100% going home.
1000% going home. There's many ways to interpret this. First off, my initial reaction when he pulled her aside was that he was going to say something bad about Nate and try to take her, do what he could to get her feelings about Nate to be skeptical.
Ooh, that would have been, I would have been sad. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. But I saw it coming just because they kind of showed some tension between the two of them throughout the episode. But that's not where it went, which was good. But then when she was crying, I was like, okay, so this is so obvious. He is the one going home.
Yeah.
Now my question for you is, do you think that she planned on sending him home and that conversation actually did flip her mind?
I just don't see Michelle flipping her mind. I think she walks into those. She was at the podium already. I would say that this would have happened a couple hours maybe before, a day before. I could have seen it flip. But like, I feel like Michelle's the type of person, once she makes a decision, she's very confident in that decision. It's going to be almost impossible to convince her otherwise, especially in the moments like this. And I think she's taking it very serious. And so, no, I don't know what her, we'll talk to her here in a couple weeks and we can ask, but I don't know where her mind was at during that. Maybe it was just the gravity of saying goodbye to somebody you care about. And like him reminding her of that maybe broke her down a little bit emotionally. But I was shocked. I did not see Joe going home. I thought at this moment, 100% it's Brandon. And then obviously we all get shocked.
Well, I mean, now there's just time for us to kind of break down what we see in the scenes for the next episode.
Hey, real quick, before we do that.
Yeah.
What did you think about Joe and Michelle's like final moments together? Did you feel like maybe he was the one that got away? Do you feel like there's still something to be had there, or did you just think it, yeah, this was obvious that it needed to happen?
I think that if it doesn't work out for her with one of the other two, being that he lives at home, that like they can totally rekindle things.
Okay.
And I think that they left off in a good spot where they could. He doesn't seem to feel like any animosity toward her.
No, that's true. And obviously we've seen it here as of recently. This could be a new trend for the next few years of The Bachelorette, is you get away, you realize what you miss, and then you go back. Okay, scenes from the next episode. Ashley, break it down.
Okay, just one little point out. There is a moment in this episode where she says that she's worried about Nate's reciprocation of the feelings. Like, she feels like she might be ahead of the game in feelings. And I feel like that kind of plays out in the scene to the next episode.
Yeah.
Because we do see somebody else, her mom at least, says that somebody isn't ready for marriage. Mm. and she's crying at the end, saying that she's never done something so hard. Like, she can't, there's the decision. She can't believe she's doing it. She can't believe that she's making this decision. So does that mean, like, she's making a decision not to get engaged?
Well, I mean, we can't read too far into it. You know, these previews are always leading us in one direction and they feel like they go back to the other. I'll be honest, Ash. I'm going to be shocked if this ends in an engagement.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to end with them, her not being with someone.
No, I don't think that.
I think she's going to say, let's date, which is weird because that's not something we haven't seen before. We totally have. But we've only seen that with bachelors, which would make this one unique. The bachelorette saying, let's just date.
Yeah, but I mean, again, Michelle has been so confident all season. I mean, I thought we were progressing that point. I would say this week, for as good as the episode was, I didn't feel like I'm more confident that these are going to end in like an engagement. I think it actually felt like almost these relationships got slowed up a bit. I mean, maybe Nate's went forward, but again, like, I thought they were going to have a lot more conversation about why his family said what they said. And I thought they were going to have a lot more conversation about where he's at. And I thought that would make us feel a little bit more like in tune with their love story.
Ben with the good points.
I'm trying.
It is weird that that wasn't brought up, and or if it happened, that it wasn't aired.
Yeah. So I thought that was good. So I had kind of thoughts, preconceived thoughts on each day. I thought Brandon, I wanted to see him. I thought I was going to see him get more comfortable, still communicate his feelings. He didn't, I mean, maybe he was comfortable, maybe it's just who he is, but he did communicate his feelings. And then Joe, I thought we'd see him open up. I thought see him pursue Michelle a little bit, like almost like show, hey, I really want this to happen and I'm into you and I want to see this thing to the end. And that did not happen. I will say that relationship definitely kind of had a stalled out moment. And then Nate, I thought we would have that conversation with Nate about where he's at and what he's thinking and how he feels about the things that his family said. And he just kind of like pushed aside and Michelle kind of dig a little bit and they kind of got into it. And so, yeah.
I don't think she wants to know. I think she's so infatuated with him. She doesn't even want to hear it. And she just wants to pretend like he is ready.
Well, it will be an interesting final episode of Michelle's season of The Bachelorette. We're excited for it here at the Almost Famous Podcast. It's going to be airing next week. We'll be here to talk about it. But hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Bachelor Nation headlines with our resident expert, Ashley Iaconetti.
That would be me.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, it's Bachelor Nation headlines time. We're going to start with the first one. This one coming from People Magazine. I've seen the interview. I understand where he's coming from. Wells Adams was admittedly a little disappointed to not land the Bachelor hosting gig.
So he says, a little sad not to land the role, but I was never the Bachelor, so I understood the decision. I also know Jesse really well. I've worked with him before. So I get him being the host. He was the Bachelor, so it totally makes sense. You know, I'm happy for him. He says that the change has been hard for the Bachelor audience, you know, like with new hosts. But he still thinks highly of Jesse, despite how weird it may be for some people when they initially watch. I think that's probably because a lot of the people watching the show now may not have watched the show back when Jesse was the Bachelor. He says he's a he's a wonderful dude, and I'm so happy. There's no host for Bachelor in Paradise yet, though, as he suggested. So we'll see.
Well, moving on here, it's going to be interesting to watch Wells in his progress. After, obviously, we announced last week he has a new hosting gig. Be interesting to see if he comes back around to the Bachelor franchise, or if the Bachelor franchise just uses Jesse and Wells' time on ABC is coming to an end, which, you know, we don't want to see. We love Wells. But we're not going to say the names of this next headline because that would be a spoiler. That doesn't seem fair to all of you listeners. But the question that Bustle is asking right now is, did ABC actually reveal Clayton's final three Bachelor contestants? We were wondering the same thing on the podcast. It felt very clear who they were to us. We won't say their names, but Ashley... Did they?
If you want to like do some light research, kind of, because we see the girls, the top three girls, kind of in line at a rose ceremony, or what looks like the top three rose ceremony, right?
Yeah.
In the teaser. And then all you got to do is when the names and pictures are released, which I would say would be
soon
this week. Yeah. Just match up the faces and the names.
If you want to. But it's interesting that they would do that. Now, again, there's nothing that doesn't go noticed or unnoticed in the editing department. And so I'd be shocked if that's what they did. But I don't
know. Yeah, it wasn't a mistake. I mean, I don't think it would have been a mistake.
Yeah.
It must have been. It must be something that they think is like juicy enough to keep the audience so captive throughout the season that it was just worth it.
That's right. Well, next headline is this. Pardeep from this season of The Bachelorette discusses the pressures of being the first Indian American to receive a rose on The Bachelorette. This, according to Bachelor Nation.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, so he said, once I realized I was the first Indian American to ever get a rose on the show, it was something that slowly started to creep up on me as days started to go by. Going in, you gotta go in with your best foot forward. And I went representing a New Yorker and a scientist. But slowly, I realized that there was actually a lot more going on here. And if I slip up or make a bad mistake, it could poorly characterize anyone that looks like me. And that could be really bad. So I started to get into my own head early on. I wanted to be on my best behavior, because if you're the first to do something, anything you do is very scrutinized. I don't think anyone else cared except for me. Yeah. I am the one with this role. I had where I felt like I was representing what was dateable for an Asian American on national TV. I think that for a general audience like this one, they have never seen someone with my face and my name as a viable dating partner. I had to represent that really well, even though I didn't make it past week two. Of course, this is his own opinion, but that is just crazy to me that there hasn't been one Indian American in these 20 years that has gone past week one. And Pardeep, he didn't even make it past week two.
Pardeep is paving the way. Well, final headline of this week is Rodney discusses making history with the Bachelor franchise, plus his mom's advice for his future partner. This also according to Bachelor Nation.
Making history with the Bachelor franchise. Okay, well, that is because he is one of this top four, which is historic because all of the men in this top four are all people of color. He said it was truly, truly amazing. The night of the rose ceremony, of course, where she brings it down to four. He said my heart was racing that night. So at the moment, I wasn't thinking of the history too much, but I understood the gravity of that situation. It really meant a lot to me. Making this kind of history with the Bachelor Nation franchise is really something that is so special to me. I hold it near and dear to my heart. The caliber of the guys in that room, I was just honored and blessed to know them and be in the same category as guys like that. We're all happy to be there together. And also, it just shows how amazing Michelle is to have a Final Four like that. He says that they were all grateful for the moment, and he can't tell us how happy and proud he was to be part of it.
Well, obviously, Rodney was one of our favorites. We celebrate this season of The Bachelorette by coming back next week to discuss it once again. It's been a great season. We're happy to be here with all of you. But that's the end of this week's episode. Hey, we have a special episode, right, Ashley, this week coming out on Thursday?
Yay! We have Caitlin, and she's going to come on and talk about one, why Clayton is the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Two, we have a fast round of questions for her about her wedding. Three, we have all the inside scoop on the Dancing with the Stars tour and all the feelings that she's been having lately. Like, we really cover it all. So if you're a Caitlin Bristow fan, and seriously, who in Bachelor Nation isn't, make sure that you tune into that interview.
It's going to be great. Well, hey, with that, everybody, we'll be back next week. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
Later,
see you guys.
Everybody.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.